Couple of announcements. Following our recessional hymn, we're going to ask for everyone to stay where they are. There will be a brief presentation for our Joyful Giving Stewardship Initiative. That'll be about 10 minutes or so, and just a couple of things that to be shared with you. So that'll be right after our closing hymn, and then we'll close with the a final dismissal at that point. I will keep you as up to date as I can about Angela. If you don't hear from me, there's nothing new to report, but I will certainly let you know as things are transpiring as best I can, and likely through email. And so if you know of people who don't have email, please make sure you pass it along to them. That's helpful. We do pray for Angela and for her family. A reminder that during the season of Advent, we have our Candlelight Eucharist, which for me is one of the most spiritually nourishing times when we have those Candlelight Eucharists in the chapel. It's dark, there are only candles, it's meditative music, and very contemplative. I encourage you to think about coming out to them. They're at 7:30, they last about 45 minutes, and it is just this wonderful opportunity to be nurtured, as Craig talked about in his reflection, and to prepare ourselves for this season of Christmas. So that's Wednesdays throughout Advent at 7:30. On Sunday, January the 1st, there will be one service at 10 o'clock in the morning. It will be a Eucharist. And in place of the sermon, we are going to have favorite Christmas carols. So in your bulletin, you will have been given a little ballot form. Now, I want to emphasize that everybody only gets one of these. You don't get one every week. We all get one. And we're asking you to let us know what your three favorite Christmas carols are. And then we'll take a look at them, and throughout in place of the sermon, we will be singing a certain number of those Christmas carols, and maybe even I'm going to try to do some research and provide some background on them as well. So that will be on the first. Over the next few weeks, let's gather these together, if you can make sure I get them, and let us know what your favorite Christmas carols are. Let me rephrase that. Spiritual Christmas carols. Carols that we will sing in church. The others are great too. I love them. But just not here. Reminder that newsletters are at the back. You may have received your newsletter by email. But if you don't get email, please pick your newsletters up. That would be greatly appreciated. Leonard has asked for an announcement as well. Currently planned is that we're going to do carol singing at Dempsey Park on the 10th of December at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He and the committee working group who are looking after our neighborhood engagement, though, would like to know if you are planning to go. And they'd like to know, preferably today or in the next couple of days, so a decision can be made. We haven't been able to connect with the Friends of Dempsey Park, and so we are offering it on our own. And they would like to know approximately how many people will be coming, to gauge whether we continue with it or not. So please, if you can let Leonard or Doug know,
or Lorraine,
that would be greatly appreciated. And if you can let them know if you will be part of that on December the 10th. That's a Saturday at 4 in the afternoon. Our closing hymn is Herald Sound the Note of Judgment. Please be seated. And I'm going to call upon Doug. Max first, as the wardens, to introduce us.
So good morning, everyone. We are again at the time of year where we're all asked to consider our stewardship, one of the main things that Christ asks us to do. We are asked to be stewards of, first of all, His word, His work. We're asked to be stewards of the world, the environment that He has given us, and we're asked to contribute, in order to do this, our time, our talent, and our money. So this morning, we're introducing our Joyful Giving campaign for this next year. We call it Joyful Giving because we want to give with joy It's a celebration. We are celebrating the gifts that God has given us, and we are sharing these gifts with each other by contributing, as I said, in time, talent, and treasure. I'm done before I leave here, but I just wanted to add one more thing, and that is that about 5 years ago, the Diocese of Toronto started a campaign called Our Faith, Our Hope. And many of us took part in Our Faith, Our Hope. Some of us made our contributions by writing a check at the start of the campaign to cover the entire amount of our pledge. Some of us gave annually. Some of us gave as we could. I know, for example, that the pledge that Anne and I made, we paid it off a couple of years ago, some time ago. I don't remember when now. But many of us pledged to make monthly contributions, and those monthly contributions are coming to an end soon. And one of the things that we're going to ask you to do is prayerfully consider, now that your pledge to Our Faith, Our Hope is almost at an end, or is at an end, that you will consider continuing that giving, but instead give it to St. George and Young. It's a prayerful consideration that the funds that you had been given to Our Faith, Our Hope, that you will instead donate it to our community here. Thank you.
Good morning. I've been asked to speak very briefly about my own thoughts about the Joyful Giving Initiative. And the theme, I think, is that everyone has to contribute to make the church successful and stable, both in its ministry and its finances. And there's a great story, you've got to read it, at the bottom of the insert for the leaflet today about the king inviting everybody to the feast. It really illustrates the point that we all have to pitch in and pull together, and nobody should think that their contribution of time or talent or treasure doesn't make a difference to the church. Critical mass is really important. I have a couple of suggestions. I personally think that PAR is very important. That's the automatic withdrawal of our contributions to the church. And this is a real help to the church's finances. And if you want to know more about it, Anne Bailey is sitting in the back row over here, and she can tell you more about it, our envelope secretary. The other thing I want to encourage people to do is to check out the chart, which is at the back. I've got too much paper with me here, which is at the back of the, here it is, this chart over here, at the back of the pledge card for the Joyful Giving Initiative. And see if you can figure out what proportion of your net income you're contributing in terms of the financial contribution. I'm not talking about your time and talent, but the financial contribution. And I think it's important for us to figure out what it is that we're actually giving to the church, how much we can maybe kick it up a notch, and that, I think, is important to look at. I have to say, the word joyful is very important. I am grateful for St. George's. St. George's is important to me. I was a member here since 1977 when Alan and I moved to Willowdale. My children were baptized and confirmed here. Alan and I were married in another city, but we had a, reaffirmation of vows ceremony here. I've done what I can to contribute my time, worked, as you know, on the redevelopment campaign as the coordinator. I was a church warden. I could never match my Uncle George's record of 27 years, but I did my best. And probably the scariest thing that I do is when Michael is away for a few well-deserved holidays every year, I play the piano for the services at 10:30. I sit at the welcome desk when I can. Time is important. We all have talent. We all have some time we can give. And so I encourage you to think some more about your helping to keep this church going and to be joyful about it, because I am grateful and I am joyful. Thank you.
Thank you. Geraldine, that was great. My part of the presentation is regarding the other insert that's in the booklet that you will be receiving shortly, about basically where do you see yourself in being able to help the church, and not financially, but by actually doing something, by getting up and reading lessons or being an usher or helping out in the Sunday school or moving chairs around, or as well, particularly what we've been talking about a lot this morning, being part of the altar guild. Because there are a lot of things that happen here at the church that need to happen in order for the services to be officiated by Mark and Leonard and to have everything here when they need it and as they need it. I've been involved with a number of things here. Many of you have seen me at various posts and jobs and duties around the church. Those of you that have been here for a number of years, most of them because I was asked to, some of them because I volunteered. And it's sort of interesting. I remember when I first started coming here, I didn't volunteer for anything. I just came and I sat in the pew and I sang the songs and I listened to the readings and I put a little bit of money on the plate when it went by, when I had some. And I really didn't do much here at St. George's to help them. Now that may be particularly because I'm a loner. I'm an individual that does not like being part of a group. I'm an individual that basically, I mean, when I was a young child, my potential favorite job, I told a few people here, but basically it was to be a lighthouse keeper. And one of the reasons being that I could sit there and do my work and nobody was around to bother me. And then I started to meet people and get to know them here through activities that I did. Now, like you say, you heard me read the gospel here this morning. I've read a number of lessons here at the church. I'm not the greatest reader in the world, but as our former lay reader told me many years ago, you just read one word after the next, and if you're stuck on a word and you're not sure how to pronounce it, if you say it with enough conviction and enough authority, there are people that have been listening to it for 80 years that will sit there and think they've been getting it wrong all those years. So, and the really great thing is that once you get to know the people, you find out that really you're amongst friends here, you're amongst family, and if you try something that's on the list and you find out that it's not something that maybe it's you're cut out for or that you don't enjoy, you can stop. You can say, I can't do this anymore. Or maybe you'll find, like me, that you come in on a Sunday morning, and I mean, when I was head of the sidesmen years ago, a number of the old fellas used to sit there and used to joke in the morning, like, okay, are you double-dutied or triple-dutied today? And this can happen. You can end up with the same people doing everything over and over. So I really ask you to prayerfully look at what you can financially give, but your gifts and your talent can grow here at the church. You may think that you can't make speeches, but if you stand up here and make enough of them, you'll be able to walk up and give one without notes, just off the top of your head. Tick off something on the list that you might be interested in. For those of you that are already doing a lot of things, and many of you are, I was actually hoping for a big crowd today. I was going to ask people to literally stand up, those that were parts of something going on here at the church. But most of the people looking around are already involved in something. If you're, let's say, a pastoral visitor, or if you work on the welcome desk here on a morning during the week, we don't necessarily need you to tick that off. We hope that you'll keep doing it. But take a look at the list, and I mean, you may find things that are on there that you never thought of doing, and you might like to give it a try. And we hope you do, because you probably will enjoy it. Thank you.
I want to say a couple of thank yous. One is to our Joyful Giving working group, and I'm bound to forget someone because I always do. Doug is the chair of that group, and we're grateful to that. Laura, Geraldine, Hazel,
Max,
and Chip are the other people who are involved on that, and Leonard as well. As a curate, he's involved on all of these things because he has to learn all of it. So, and it's a wonderful group to have as part of this. So first of all, thank you to that group for bringing us again to this initiative of Joyful Giving. Thank you to our diocese, because this is one of the resources that are provided at a diocesan level to encourage support and encouragement. But we also want to say thank you to each of you for what you already do. We have a wonderful resource, and our resource primarily is in the people of St. George on Yonge. You who are here, those who aren't here today for whatever reason. And so we want to say thank you for what you already do in terms of offering your gifts, talents, abilities, and your treasure to the life of our parish church. This means a lot to us. And as Geraldine said, we're called to be joyful in our giving. And in as we make our offering, to do it with joy and delight because of everything that God has done for us and with us and through us in the ministry of this place. I'm going to close this. Let's actually distribute the packages.
And we have a sheet if they need to give us their email address.
And if we don't have your email address, if we could please make sure that we get it. It's helpful, actually, in sending out notices and such. And I'd like for everyone to have their packages before I close with a prayer. And then coffee is going to happen out there. We are still having coffee.
sorry, Mark. I'll claim church warden's privilege. I want to, again, with Mark, thank all the members of the Joyful Giving Committee and for Doug for chairing the committee. But as Doug was speaking and as he was talking about contributing talent, this morning I looked at the ministry schedule for the month of December, because I was planning the schedule for the people who operate the slides. And because this people who do the slides are involved in so many other parts of the church's life, I have to wait until the main schedule comes out before I can schedule everybody else. And as I read the ministry schedule and looked down the altar guild, looking at all the Sundays and the things that people are doing, I saw Angela Goodwill, week two, Angela Goodwill. Week three, Angela Goodwill. Christmas Eve, first service, Angela Goodwill. Second service, Angela Goodwill. And so she's someone who we pray that God will return her to us, but we know for sure that she will not be here in December to fill those slots. So I just ask all of you here, everybody here, if you are not actively involved in, you know, add something to what you can do. Add something else. Because right away we know that there's a big gap that needs to be filled in the month of December. Thank you.
So as we hold on to those packages for joyful giving, the Lord be with you. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we receive many blessings because we are part of this parish community, especially the gift of our faith and the hope and promise that you give us through Jesus Christ. We find joy in being with each other, in good times and in difficult times, in times of joy and in times of sorrow. We give you thanks, gracious God, for each person who is part of this parish community. Help each of us to prayerfully discern the ability by which we can support the ministries that happen here with our time, with our talents, and with our treasure. And especially, gracious God, help us to be good stewards of the many blessings that you have given to us, that as we have received, so too may we give with joy in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. And the joyful giving prayer, loving God, giver of life and everything good, you sent Jesus Christ into our world to teach us your love and your mercy. Send your Holy Spirit upon us to teach us to be joyfully generous with praise, kindness, and charity. You have blessed us in so many ways, our lives, our abilities, and our resources. Help us to return those gifts to you in gratitude for all that we have received. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.